Welcome to the Heart Zone, featuring George Cannon. This broadcast is a time of teaching and encouragement from Curwensville Christian Church. For more information, we invite you to visit us on the web at www.curwensvillechristian.org. And now for a message from the Heart Zone. Here's George Cannon.
All right, folks, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 11. We're getting to the last chapter of this, the next section here of Romans that we've been looking at. I've entitled it The Bigger Picture. And I think it's because Paul is, he's concerned about his brethren, the Jews, and whether or not God has rejected them. And he's been kind of discussing that, but as he's been discussing his concern for them and God's provision for them, he's kind of giving us a bigger picture about life. Because here's the thing you and I need to understand. So as we realize the salvation that we have, okay, so first of all, if you understand what was before Christ, the reality that the world is going to hell, the world without Christ is doomed, it's condemned, and that you and I are accepted not because of what we do, and he's brought that out many times through Romans so far. It's not by our works, not by our actions, not even by your standing. Just because you came from a family where they believe in Christ doesn't mean you're okay. But the reality is it has to do with faith. And with that faith, you are accepted with God. You're justified. You are reconciled to Him. You now have a relationship with Him. But what I find is that even though we understand that, we got to have a bigger picture still in mind, because sometimes we operate under wrong assumptions. And Paul's really trying to deal with that in this passage here, because there are some wrong assumptions that his brethren, the Jews who are listening, the questions they have, that they have about God. And that's really what the issue is. It isn't that it's, the issue is that we get our thinking wrong about God. What do you mean, George? Well, let me give you two thoughts here. First of all, there's a tendency to view God as evil with regards to those who reject Him. There's a tendency, whether we realize it or not, it's out there on the internet, I don't know. I mean, there are people who just flat out reject the Old Testament because God is a God of judgment. Look at how He wipes out these people. God is ready to just squash people. He's ready to drop the hammer. You say, really, people think that? Yeah, in fact, people in the church think that. How do you know that, George? Look at how you react when you do wrong. Some of you are terrified that God is going to drop the hammer on you. What do you mean? Yeah, He's going to discipline you. We understand that. So, for instance, in a healthy home with a child and a parent, there should be